This is KERA News. Throughout the coronavirus pandemic, healthcare workers have been faced with twin realities. While some prepared for an onslaught of patients, others were furloughed, sidelined, and laid off. Some traveled to COVID-19 hotspots to help out. KERA's Christopher Connolly spoke with one of them.
Annie Kwasnichka left her job at JPS Hospital in Fort Worth and was scheduled to start a new gig as a freelancing nurse anesthetist in March. And then all the elective surgeries were canceled.
When the elective procedures were canceled, so was my job. So we came up here. I made the decision, and within 18 hours, I was on a plane.
On a plane with her partner, also a nurse anesthetist, bound for New York City. They arrived just as cases there began to peak. The small community hospital in Brooklyn, where they're working, was completely overwhelmed, Kwasnichka says. Hospital staff stretched to the max, exhausted, many already sick with COVID-19. The entire hospital was crammed with patients struggling to breathe.
People on stretchers, leaning against the wall, in wheelchairs, in nooks and crannies and hallways, alarms going off, and you didn't know who they belonged to. Or if they were important, because everyone was sick and everyone was dying.
The 12-hour shifts are grueling and they're grim. She's used to caring for surgery patients, keeping them stable while they're under anesthesia and then waking them back up a few hours later. But with COVID-19, she says so many of the patients put on respirators never wake up.
We try after a patient passes away. We try to have 30 seconds of silence to honor them and speak their name because there's no family there when they die.
During the peak, she says, patients were crashing so frequently that even 30 seconds to observe a death was rarely possible. Now things are calmer, but she says every day is still exhausting, still a grim crush of patients.
From 1 hour to the next, I don't remember what I did. I don't remember how many patients I've done CPR on in the last 2 days. It was a lot, though. I don't know how many family members I've called to tell them that their loved one had died. I don't know.
But there's always another patient. She says she can do this every day because she and the rest of the hospital staff are in it together. The patients come in completely alone without their families. And by the time she sees them, many are already intubated.
I've never had eye contact with many of them. I can't touch their skin. One of my coworkers told me that she saw a patient who recovered and walked into her room without any PPE on and held her hand and realized that that was the first time that she'd touched a patient in months.
Kwasnichka says she misses her dog. She watches Star Trek to keep her mind off of COVID-19. On days off, she and her partner stay in their hotel room in Times Square. It's eerie, she says, empty. The lights are still on, but the Broadway billboards advertise shows canceled weeks ago. Some of the LED signs now be messages of thanks to frontline healthcare workers.
It does feel good, but the biggest thank you is for people to just stay home, to not give us more work and more sick people who never leave the hospital.
Kwasnichka doesn't know how long she'll be there. After she's done, she'll probably head to the next hotspot. With so many states and counties pushing to reopen, she thinks there'll be plenty of work to do caring for patients with COVID-19. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.